Now, the Chancellor has accused banks of lending money too freely and has told them to take a more cautious approach. Commenting on the ongoing global credit crisis, Alistair Darling told the Daily Telegraph, in crude terms, they need to know who they're lending to, how much they're lending, and what the risk is. Now, that's elementary banking, one might think, but there are times when going back to good old-fashioned banking may not be a bad idea. Well, I'm joined now by our economics correspondent, Faisal Islam. Some people would say after 10 years in power, it's a bit rich for a Labour chancellor to be blaming the banks for giving out easy money. What's he driving at?
There are two things going on here. Firstly, this seems to be the chancellor, by definition the government, laying the blame of the current crisis in the financial markets, the credit crisis, firmly at the door of one set of institutions, the banks. And the implication here, the timing is highly significant because it comes just a day after Governor of the Bank of England, Mervyn King, came out with a lengthy defence of his stoic position on all of this, that the bank's job is to intervene very forensically and selectively to keep the wheels of the financial system turning, as they have done this morning by confirming a £4.4 billion of money on offer to the markets, but not to kind of go about doing a more general bailout, not to sow the seeds of a future financial crisis by bailing out those people that made stupid, risky investment decisions, for example, on dodgy American mortgage debt. What this is the Chancellor backing that view.
Okay, and what exactly did he mean when he talked about going back to good old-fashioned banking?
Well, I don't think he's suggesting that we perhaps go back to the days of a gentlemanly bank manager who knows the name, knows everything about you, including the name of your pet. Those are gone. You know, we live in a banking system which is all about how you transfer risk around the financial system, between borrowers and lenders, and across the world. And they repackage these debts, they sell them on, and guess what? It's the British banking system that's made billions of pounds out of that very act, and will continue to. I don't think we're going to see the end of that, but he's clearly saying that it may have gone too far.
And what does this all mean for us as consumers then?
We're already seeing the effect of this banking crisis with the interest rate rises coming without the Bank of England raising its interest rates. This is going to be a fixture over the next few months. The banks say that shows that credit is being more sensibly given out. They say it's the lenders who are borrowing too much, not the bankers who are lending too much, as they told me earlier.
We were quite interested in the Chancellor's comments because, of course, the banks have been reviewing the way they lend money, particularly unsecured credit, for a number of years now. And, in fact, about one in two of every credit card applications are declined. I think there's a message for consumers that are looking to take on credit where they have been declined, and that is to think very carefully before going elsewhere for credit.
So what we see is the Chancellor and the Bank of England ganging up, saying that this position is right. The banks are going to have to accept that they're going to make losses.
Faisal, thank you.